Game four of the Western Conference Finals, another frenzied battle with the Warriors facing the challenge of keeping pace with the Thunder. A strong second half from Klay Thompson offering a ray of light, but it was an uphill climb most of the night as the Thunder take a 3-1 series lead. Here's head coach Steve Kerr's comments in the postgame.
I thought we competed tonight, but we didn't play very intelligently. You know, we way too many turnovers, careless passes. This is probably the longest team in the league that we're facing, and we are continuing to try to throw passes over the top of their outstretched arms. It's probably not a great idea. So 21 turnovers, many of them unforced. And then, of course, you know, they're taking care of business on the boards. And, you know, we're forcing stops, we're getting stops, but we're not going and getting the ball. And we have to be able to chase down loose balls and long rebounds. And otherwise, they're getting just way too many possessions compared to us.
You guys really kind of kept Andre Robertson in check in the first couple games. They've kind of switched their scheme, has him as a power forward roller. Why has he been able to get loose, a career high 17 tonight?
Well, he's a pretty active player, so he got some offensive boards, and he snuck behind our defense a couple times, and we did not guard him correctly. And he snuck behind for a couple layups in the first half. I think another one in the third quarter. So those hurt, but he played a really good game, so give him credit.
Dean Blevin, CBS Oklahoma City, had the same question, but I'll ask you about Steph, because not the Steph that we're used to seeing, and I wondered if there was anything other than just not shooting it well tonight, Steve, or is injury issue, or is...
He's not injured. He's coming back from the knee, but he's not injured. He just had a lousy night. It happens, and even to the best players in the world. So, tough night for Steph, and he'll bounce back.
Coach, the mobility, another Steph question. The mobility from him just wasn't the same, and he was missing shots tonight in the paint, missing in the restricted area. How much did the length from that Thunder team hurt him tonight?
Hurt who?
Hurt Steph.
Oh, Steph. Their length is impressive, you know, at every position. And so, some of the open shots that we're used to getting, they're not quite as open. And so they did a great job defensively. We did have some open ones that we missed, but I give them credit.
Hey, Steve, Jenny Carlson with the Oklahoman. Russell Westbrook, triple-double tonight. But what about his performance tonight troubles you most? What do you guys most need to turn around to negate some of what he's doing out there?
Well, we're trying to keep him out of the paint and keep him, you know, out of transition. So when you have 21 turnovers, it's going to be pretty hard to guard Russell. So we got to take care of the ball better, and that will help our defense.
Barry Trammell with the Oklahoman. Draymond seemed out of sync, especially early. A lot of turnovers, unforced errors. Was he? You think the last 2 days affected him any, or was he just not into the game?
Just wasn't a good game for him, and he's had a couple in a row, and that's very rare. Normally, when Draymond has a bad game, he bounces back and plays extremely well the next game. So, a couple bad ones in a row. He's got to bounce back. We all have to bounce back. And the good news is we go home. Obviously, we play well at home. The idea now is to go home and get one win. And we do that, we put some pressure on them, and we see what happens.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. How gratifying was it before things got away to see Klay step up again? Flip side of that, how much did his foul trouble hurt your team tonight?
Yeah, Klay was tremendous. He almost single-handedly got us back in the game in the third quarter. The fouls did hurt, but that wasn't the determining factor. Obviously, we had to get him out, but there were other issues that were a lot bigger than that.
Just two questions, a quick follow-up. Did you think about keeping Klay in the game there? He's scalding hot. You're narrowing the lead and keep him in despite he's got the four fouls.
We debated whether to take Steph or Klay out. We had to take one of them out. We're not going to play them both 48 minutes, so we usually stagger them. So we debated, but given that Clay had four fouls and the game was actually, we had it in a manageable spot. I think we were down 8 or 10 when we took him out. We just figured with his four fouls, it made more sense to take him out. He looked a little bit tired, and then we brought him back to start the fourth. So that was our decision, but it was something we debated.
And Steve, I'm sorry, another one. Do you think your guys are feeling any extra weight, the 73 wins, back, you know, going for back-to-back, and do you want them to feel that there's a responsibility to be the team everybody talked about all season?
No, I don't think that's the case. To me, they're two separate issues. We had a tremendous regular season. Our guys competed every single night and did something nobody's ever done before, and they're proud of that, but the playoffs, everybody starts 0-0, so there's no extra pressure. Whether you're talking about defending our title or, you know, trying to back up the regular season, whatever. It's just, you just try to win. And everybody, when you get deep in the playoffs, everybody's good. And this team is outplaying us right now, and we've got to come up with some answers. And it's as simple as that.
Brian Brinkley, KFOR TV. Coach, your team hasn't faced a whole lot of adversity the last two seasons. This has been about as bad as it's been. How do you get a feeling on how your team will respond here down 3-1?
Yeah, I think we'll respond well. Like I said, we go home, lick our wounds a little bit, and we play very well at home, and the idea is just to take it a step at a time. So we'll bounce back. We'll play much better in game 5, and we'll see where it all goes.
And Klay Thompson finishing with 4 three-pointers this evening and 26 points. Here's what he said afterward.
Lucky for us, we're going home and just got to get that win at home and go from there. I mean, just get back what we do best. And that's just playing with great energy on the defensive end and moving that ball on the offensive end. I know we'll show up, and obviously it's a long ways from over. That's what our mindset is. And just take care of, you know, one possession at a time, get our rest tomorrow and go from there.
Hey, Clay, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. After game 3, the thought with most of the people on your team seemed to be it wasn't really what the Thunder was doing to take things away from you, was that you guys hadn't played well. Do you still feel that way after this game, or are you concerned that they do present some matchup problems for you guys?
I mean, obviously a little bit of both. You can't discredit what they did. I mean, they used their length, forced us into probably half those turnovers we made tonight. Other than that, we just weren't as sure with the ball as we should have been. I think we did have success there in the second half of spreading them out and get to the rim. And, you know, we did take one positive is we did limit them to 46 points in the second half. So if we watch the film and know what we did right, we'll be in a good position. And lucky for us, we're so great at home that this really sucks right now, and it's a terrible feeling to not even get one here. But we just got to play with desperation, like our lives are on the line on Thursday, and go from there.
Clay, Monty Poole, CSN Bay Area. You guys, one of the reasons why you guys haven't lost two games in a row all season is because you guys are pretty good at self-correcting. After the last game you lost, you talked about maybe getting those things right. What did you want to do tonight that you just weren't able to do?
I mean, we have 40 assists. That's a positive. But is that right? Nope, never mind. 15. Sheesh. Way off. So we did not do. We needed another too low of a number. I mean, we did miss some easy shots. I mean, I know HB had a corner three that he makes 65% of the time to put us down 6 to go in the fourth. That would have been, I mean, just moments like that, hopefully. But it's not on him, it's on all of us. And we just, man, got to stick to the game plan and play like we were the world champions on Thursday, instead of feels like we're kind of timid out there to start the game. And when we were threatened, I mean, we started playing great defense. So just, we're threatened now, so we got to play like that from the jump on Thursday.
Jenny Carlson with the Oklahoman. Clay, Westbrook, obviously big stats tonight, but what about his game most troubles you that you guys will need to get reversed if you want to slow him down?
You did have a really good game, all around game, but I mean, Durant and Westbrook, they're going to get their numbers. We can't have their role players, you know, going, you know, Roberson had a big impact, him going 7-12, Ibaka, Waiters, we can't have them killing us. You know, we got to limit them in their production. But he was just a problem in the passing lanes, and we didn't use his aggressiveness to our advantage. We let him disrupt too many possessions with his playing the passing lanes and stuff. We got to make him pay for when he gambles, and we'll try and, you know, make the adjustment Thursday.
Tim Calcami, Mercury News. Clay, you obviously got red hot there in the third quarter. What happened? Was it just you feeling hot, or were you getting better shots? And also, were you a little surprised to come out when you picked up the fourth foul in the middle of all that?
It was. I just told myself I wasn't very assertive in that first half, and we're not going to go very far if I don't push myself to be aggressive. And I just told myself, just have one of those quarters. I mean, we're already down so much. Why not just go out there and start gunning, and if you make a couple quick shots, you know, keep being aggressive. I'm going to try and carry that same aggressiveness on Thursday night from the jump, and just try and get to the rim as much as possible, find my teammates, and just be a problem that way. I wasn't that surprised, though. You know, we had a full we were only down 8 or 10 when I came out. I mean, that's 3-4 buckets for us, and I know we could make that run the four if we just, you know, coach was trying to preserve my time, and I understand where he's coming from.
Clay, Eric G, 107.7, the franchise here in Oklahoma City. Draymond says after the game that he feels like he's the reason the team lost, and it's been a rough couple of days for him. What are you guys saying to him right now to keep him emotionally in check and involved for the next game?
Just to be himself. I mean, he's gotten us here. You know, he was a huge part of our success this year, and we just need to play like, you know, Draymond, that, you know, like get that dog from him, and he will. He's a very accountable player. Obviously, he's been off the last two nights. That happens. Lucky for us, it's the first of four, and things are looking pretty grim right now, but at the end of the day, we're going home, and we know what we got to do. And, I mean, Draymond's our vocal leader. He knows what he's got to do, so I expect him to bounce back in the great way, just like everybody else on our team, man. We're going to play desperate. I'm going to play with, you know, like I said, desperation.
Stephen Curry with a 19-point night and two trays. Here's what he said in the postgame.
Steph, why has Andre Robertson been able to get so loose on you guys? He had a career-high 17 tonight.
They made some great adjustments getting him to the right spots on the floor, and he's obviously finishing plays in the paint and making some timely, you know, baskets. We got to look at the film to figure out where our rotations are and things like that, but, you know, he's doing his job.
Michelle Steele, ESPN. Steph, over here on your left. Obviously a very frustrating night for you, but how would you describe your energy level in tonight's game?
Thought it was better than last game, but obviously not enough. You know, second half, we did a good job of fighting back, keeping it somewhat close, and giving ourselves a chance, you know, to start the fourth quarter. But we allowed them to get their momentum back and keep their crowd in it. And, you know, they made some timely baskets, and it was just a tough night. So, you know, this is a tough situation to be in, but the series isn't over. And in our locker room, it's obviously frustration, you know, trying to figure out how we can get back to being ourselves. And we have an opportunity to do that on Thursday. So, you know, excited about that.
Monty Poole, CSN Bay Area. Steph, you guys have been really good at self-correcting over the course of this year. You had no back-to-back losses until tonight. All the things you guys talked about coming into this game, what were you not able to correct, and how much of it was what they were doing that kept you from correcting things?
I think it was, you know, turnovers in the second quarter that once again stalled our offense and then fueled their, you know, their transition. And there was that 3-minute stretch in the second quarter where it's close, and then you look up and it's a double-digit deficit. So A lot of that was on me, not controlling the situation well. Obviously, I want to make more shots, but more than that, being patient on the offensive end, you know, I'll be better and understand the moment in those situations where the momentum can swing either way. And the last two games has gotten away from us. And a lot of that falls on my shoulders and playing better.
Steph. Ron Krejcik in the San Francisco Chronicle. Physically, how did you feel tonight? Better than the other day? Still hampered at all by your injuries, or was that a factor at all?
No, I'm fine.
Diamond Leung, Barry News Group. Steph, a lot of missed shots, deflections off passes. How much of that was OKC's defense, and how much of that was, you know, you put it on yourself a little bit as well? And I know, I think Steve maybe called out kind of one of the early shots as well.
Our shot selection was pretty good today. We just, you know, missed some, especially early, including myself. I had a terrible start to the game, and shots that I normally make got to the paint, missed some layups. It just wasn't, you know, my night to start. Obviously, with Clay in foul trouble, he got going in the second half and kept us in it and really gave us a spark. But all that has to, you know, they had a certain game plan. We know what they're good at, using their athleticism and their length, and a couple of bad decisions and a little bit of impatience. That's pretty much, you know, it. So, once again, I'll be better.
Hey, Steph. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. You mentioned some of the missed layups. You had more than we're accustomed to seeing. Was that just you having an off night, or how much of that had to do with their length inside?
No, I just missed them. I mean, I didn't have to really alter my shot much. I got around the bigs, got in the paint, slipped off my hand the wrong way, and missed them. It's a terrible night to have that happen. And at the end of the day, those are shots that I'm confident taking, and I was able to get to the right spots on the floor. I just got to finish.
Jeremy Gray, KADS, Elk City. Steph, do you believe that the assignment of guarding Russell Westbrook has affected you on your offensive end?
No. I just got to play better.
Perry Trammell with the Oklahoma. Steph, rough night for Draymond. He didn't play well early, several careless turnovers. You think he was affected by the events of the last 2 days? And what do you need to do to get him going?
He's a very mentally strong guy. I'm sure it was a stressful 48 hours for him, not knowing what the decision was going to be, and then dealing with those emotions coming into tonight and, you know, trying to help our team win. You know, he talked to some of the guys in the locker room afterwards about, you know, how he was feeling and what you don't need to worry about him going into next game, that we're going to, you know, he's going to figure it out. That kind of goes for everybody in the locker room. We all individually need to step it up. There's no other option right now. So, you know, I believe in every single one of these guys in the locker room that we can figure it out. And, you know, the time is now to do it.
Brian Brinkley, KFOR-TV, Oklahoma City. Kind of following up that answer, you haven't had a lot of adversity the last couple of seasons. You're down 3-1 here, backs against the wall. What's your feeling about how your team responds from here on out?
We had a little bit last year, down 2-1 twice in the playoffs and won 3 in a row both times. Obviously, tonight was that moment where we could have gained control of the series back. We let it slip. They came out and played well and did what they're supposed to do. Series isn't over, though. Long, long way to go. We obviously know what we need to do, but it starts on Thursday. You got to protect home court and then figure out how you win in this building. You can't get to game 6, obviously, without, you know, figuring out how we're going to protect home court and bring our A-plus game, because nothing else will get it done.
Ethan Strauss, ESPN. You mentioned the messages that Draymond was giving your teammates. Is there anything in particular after the game that you were telling them?
Series isn't over. We believe, got to believe in ourselves. So obviously frustration. It's a you know, terrible feeling. Once again, not stepping up and being ourselves and playing our game. But I think we're a special team that this isn't how we're going to go out. So we're going to figure out, you know, how we can take care of these next 48 minutes on Thursday, and then we'll talk again.
The series now returns to the Bay Area, where Thursday night it's a critical Game 5 at Oracle Arena, with the Warriors looking to bring it back here to Oklahoma City for Game 6 on Saturday. With this Warriors sound coverage of the NBA playoffs, I'm Lawrence Scott.